you an introduction to myself. I am a social epidemiologist at the University of Rochester, and I work at the Clinical and Translational Science Institute, where we are really there to help enhance and facilitate good research being done. So we often do sort of case studies and demonstration projects to explore new research platforms, and I'll be presenting on an example of that. So there's research questions involved with this this project, but I'll really be talking about the methods of using MTurk. So MTurk, the name Mechanical Turk, comes from the 1800s, where there was a guy who traveled around with this box beating people playing chess. And everyone was amazed. He had created this automated thing. And in fact, it was actually a chess player, master chess player inside of it doing it. So he beat Benjamin Franklin and all this stuff. So Amazon has created a platform where people can request HITs, which are human intelligent tasks, and workers can actually go and do those tasks. So for example, I might be a company and I might have 10,000 receipts that I want someone to enter just the total for them. So the computer can't recognize the number or something. So I would put these up here, pay a person a penny a picture to do it. That would cost me $100 plus the 20% that Amazon takes off of it. And in a matter of a few hours, I might have all of that data that I need. And so the advantages for workers is that they can choose tasks whenever they want. They get to make the decision. And requesters can put up all sorts of manner of things that computers can't do, and they have access to a really large workforce. So for our situation, we're calling a HIT a survey. So we've created a survey for people to do, and we were paying them a small amount to do it. And why this is of interest to researchers is that recruitment and payment is automatic. So anybody who's tried to recruit for surveys and tried to coordinate that, that's a real undertaking. But here we have access to over 500,000 workers from over 190 countries. And it's a pretty diverse sample. There's people that have done research on the demographics of MTurk workers and have found that they vary by age. These aren't just all 17-year-old boys at home gaming and doing some MTurk work. This is a really diverse population. And it's incredibly fast, which I'll show you a little bit more about. So for us, the importance of trying to capture a global sample, we are specifically interested in genetic testing and genetic research and people's attitudes and beliefs about that. So if we can figure out if there's some common global sort of themes there or concerns that people have, in some of the tools that we might create, we can sort of do that across cultures. Or we might find that there are really different attitudes and beliefs depending on a person's country or background, and then tailor interventions to those specific concerns. And to do traditional global surveys is quite challenging. It's expensive, it takes time, it requires a lot of manpower. So the ability to access a global population digitally is a really interesting one that people are pursuing, and so are we. So we did two things. First, a pilot test to try to figure out some of the kinks that might occur. And then we, based on the lessons we learned from the pilot test, we did a large-scale implementation. So in our first phase, we decided to divide the globe up into 7 regions. It sort of feels like this picture always reminds me of Risk, where we have the North America, South America, and Central, Africa, Europe. We split Asia up into 2, and then Oceania. And what we found, so we just put 20 hits up on Amazon, and what we found is that in the U.S. and South and West Asia, which includes India, it was incredibly fast. In North America, it was 20 minutes, and in South and West Asia, it was 1 day. And there were a few regions where after a week, we still had open hits, and it was less speedy. We also found that people did these fairly quickly, so in about 10 minutes, depending on the region. Also, we found in this pilot test that a lot of people in different regions were actually born in India. And part of this comes from the fact that Amazon currently pays in US dollars and rupees. And so we actually get a lot of former Indian people who are in these countries filling out the surveys. So we had to rearrange how we thought about trying to capture a global sample because of this. So what we did is that Amazon allows you to actually only allow a hit to be seen by the person's country that their Amazon account is associated with. So what we did is for US and India, we had it open to 505 people. Those went very quickly. We got those fast. And then we started in various countries doing hits for 10, seeing if they filled, trying another country. So we sort of went around trying to find where we could get the most hits globally. And we got about 120 people from the rest of the world. And it took a long time to get some of those. So really it was the US and India that were fast and speedy. So another important lesson is that these MTurk workers are not all the same across countries. Very interestingly, we found, if you focus on those orange bars, that in India, the population was much more likely to have an undergraduate education compared to the rest of the world in the US. There's also some interesting differences by gender. In India, it was a much more male population. In the US, it was more likely to be women who were MTurk workers. And one of the big concerns that I had doing this was whether people would actually engage in the survey. Were they just going to go through and click real quick and then get their 25 cents or 50 cents? And we had quite a few open-ended questions, and people really were thoughtful in what they said, and they were really quite sweet at the end. Comments like, this study was useful and gave me some additional information about genetic testing. I loved completing this survey. It was really educational. Keep it going. So I think the concern that MTurk workers are just sort of automatons and just going through and clicking things isn't true, and that they really engaged in this survey. And we had some questions about if they found it understandable, if the questions were clear, and we got very good scores on that. So our next step is to try this in different languages and to try some different recruitment strategies through Reddit and Facebook. So that's sort of our next phase, to see if we can try to access, because one of the main issues is that right now it's only in English, so if we want to try to really capture a global sample, translating it into different languages would be helpful. So there are definitely limitations to MTurk as a tool. In terms of the generalizability of the population, it is a really diverse population, but there are people that need a computer or a smartphone to do this work. Who chooses to be an MTurk worker? People do it for lots of different reasons, as you can see in this picture. I do it for fun. I do it to support my shopping habit. I Turk for Christmas. This is definitely a specific population, so we have to be careful about what the implications of that are. There's also some ethical implications. MTurk workers are paid very little amounts of money to do the work that they do. And as a group and as a unit, they've been sort of starting to galvanize around trying to figure out how to make sure that they aren't exploited and have some rights. So that's an interesting development that's occurring. And we found in terms of accessing a global sample, that this is really best for, if you need large numbers, a US and Indian population. But that we are getting responses from other places in the world, and it'll be interesting to see how that develops as we translate into other languages. So if I did this, yes, it's perfectly 10:40, so I have enough time to show you guys a quick video about MTurk. Well, I will see if I can get this to work, but if you are interested in finding out more about MTurk and the types of people that do MTurk work, this is a really great short 4-minute video on MTurk workers, and I really recommend it. And they talk a lot about surveys, as this has become an increasingly used research tool. I guess I'll open it up to questions and see if we can get this to work at some point. Yeah. Yeah, so we were incrementally changing the amount that we offered. As we started off with 25 cents in the pilot study, and then we moved to 50 cents in the large scale implementation, because that was one of the comments that we got from some workers, was like, this study was great, but it took a long time for 25 cents. So then we increased it to 50 cents, and then now in our Spanish version, we've upped it to a dollar. So we're sort of exploring that to see if that helps with people completing it. Yeah?
Yeah. So is it possible?
Yes. Yes, the conversion rate is, yeah.
So if there's, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're paying the people in different countries, they just get paid in dollars? Is that
what it is? Whatever their country's account would do it for, but it's likely US dollars because that's all that, yeah. Yeah.
How do you handle inclusion or exclusion criteria? I mean, how much can you do with that? So if you want, Latinos who reside in the U.S. to, have at least one child,
Yep. So people have dealt with that two ways. One is in sort of describing in the HIT, you can make a description, so you could say, please only do this if you fit these criteria. The other, I think, sort of slightly more valid way is to have that be part of your survey, and then you would just exclude people that didn't fit that criteria. So because it is so cheap to do, I think you can sort of do both of those strategies, so you're trying to get as many people that fit that. Any other questions? We're working on it, yes. Okay.